Another local Tory who's against same-sex marriage is the chairman of Surrey County Council, Lavinia Seeley. She's been interviewed by Paul Deitch from the Surrey Heath Residents Network for a podcast, which is online.
Well, when I first heard about it, really just before Christmas, I was absolutely appalled that it had got as far as it had without me realising about it. I'm fundamentally opposed, and I've written to Michael Gove and I've spoken to Michael Gove on a number of occasions, I'm fundamentally opposed to the government deciding that it can change the definition of marriage, which some people are talking about as being religious, and it is, but also it is something that is basic to our human nature, and it goes back thousands and thousands of years. And playing around with that, just from the point of view of an equalisation, doesn't make sense for families and for children. They haven't worked out the consequences. And the very least they could do is to slow the whole thing down and really consult over a period of time about what society wants. And whether there are huge dangers in going along this route for children, for families, and frankly, for marriage itself. I mean, you could go on to have more than one partner. You can perhaps marry and then decide that you're gay after all and change. And people do that, but is that encouraging it? What really worries me is you change the law and actually you encourage a different sort of behaviour. I am, by the way, absolutely in favour of equal treatment for gays, both lesbians and gays, and the civil partnership. And in fact, I was at the county council when this first started, and I do attend the big Idaho event every year when I'm asked to it, and I go along and talk and meet with young people and others. So I'm quite in favour of that, but I don't get the impression that we should go from that, which is a good thing, to jumping into this gay marriage.
Surrey County Council Chairman Lavinia Seeley there speaking on a podcast with Surrey Heath Residents Network. Earlier I spoke to Gino Mariano from the group Gay Surrey whether this would mean a change in the definition of marriage.
No, I wouldn't at all. This is simply sort of the next step into bringing in civil marriage for same-sex couples, and actually if the government were to bring forward equality, then open up civil partnerships to opposite-sex couples.
That was the point I was going to make to you. Yes, should it go both ways? You obviously agree with that. Lavinia Seeley was saying there were consequences for families and children. What do you think that means?
I know Lavinia, and quite frankly, I'm not surprised at the comments that she's made. I mean, bottom line really is there are no consequences. At the end of the day, it's a simple term. It's got nothing to do with religion. It's a government decision. And quite frankly, it'll have no impact on society other than, you know, reinforcing family values, whether or not, or regardless of your sexuality.
We've got a number of tweets in, as you might have expected here. Stephen Douglas says, I agree with Gareth Hamer. I'm deeply offended by Surrey County Council Chairwoman's remarks on gay marriage. She must go immediately. And that's similar kind of message from Louise Hector. David Hearn said, when civil partnerships were introduced a few years ago, MPs gave assurances that it wouldn't lead to same-sex marriage. Still don't believe them. Government says the bill will safeguard for those with traditional views of marriage, yet responses here show a bill as it stands won't work.